Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Lost in the Trees, formed in 2007 in North Carolina, led by Ari Pickler, who had a vision for an orchestral folk pop band. They signed to Anti Records. That original band has gone through some evolution through the years. The new album, Past Life, is quite different from what they have played in the past and from the 2012 album, A Church That Fits Our Needs. I started our conversation off by asking Ari about the differences between A Church That Fits Our Needs and the new album.
Church was a super specific record, and I had a very, set out to achieve something very specific, and I was very detailed and meticulous with it, and it was really rewarding, but also somewhat exhausting. So for the new record, we chose to strip everything away and find a little bit more of a spontaneous approach with something less specific in mind, and went into the writing process with a much more open mind, much more anything goes, and that is how it all began and how it became such a different thing.
I would see that as being completely liberating for you, because after all, you have to you had to kind of orchestrate everything, arrange everything in the past, and this is, it must be a lot more free for you.
Yeah. The last record was a little academic, I guess, and this one was much more free. And for the purpose of the new record, it was to have a good time. So it was a totally different direction and very refreshing.
You could sort of see Lost in the Trees as a band kind of battling against the tides. I mean, for instance, to go in the past, to go into rock clubs with the strings every night, it must have been a bit of a battle. And that was because you think you'd been sort of isolated in the past?
Yeah. I had done pop music before I went to school and kind of got grossed out by it. And when I was at school, I was only listening to ancient music and classical music and stuff like that, and then trying to interweave my songwriting with that. And it was just kind of had my head kind of buried in the sand, I guess, or maybe that's a negative way to say it, but very isolated. And taking that kind of stuff on the road, like you were saying, was a challenge. Bringing in chamber music into a rock club, it was inconsistent. So that definitely motivated me to just be in a band. I wanted to split the more chamber writing and put that in an environment where it might succeed a little or be more consistent. So that part of me is still very much alive. It's just it will appear in different projects, and Lost in the Trees has become more of a band. And that way we can go into these clubs and to festivals, and it's more plug and play, and it's a lot more fun.
Well, let's hear the title track of the new album, Past Life. This is Lost in the Trees on the World Cafe. Thank you. That's Life. That is Lost in the Trees, the title track of the new album. And we're getting a chance to talk with Ari Picker about making this new album. You kind of mentioned it when you talked about the subject matter of the Church album, the last album, but really the first two, they were far more your story. How did you change your lyric writing to kind of reflect this little looking outward a little more?
I went to a museum and looked at a whole bunch of paintings and started writing little poems about them. And it could be a very literal poem about what was in front of me, or I could just use the painting as a springboard, and my brain or creativity would kind of take it over. And took all those poems and cut them up into pieces and put them out in front of me and moved them, moved lines around that. It made it much more of a module, hands-on kind of thing, very external versus the hyper-personal approach of the last record. So that's how I started and discovered a little bit of a loose narrative that way, and finding lines that were flexible and visceral but didn't need to explain anything particular. The only function was to have an emotional reaction to them.
One of my favorites on this is Lady in White.
Yeah.
Tell me about this one.
That was a rock song to start.
Hmm.
And a very guitar-driven rock song. And we had been playing it that way. And when we got into the studio, Nicholas was like, let's strip everything away and see what's left. And it became this minimal, more haunting song than it had been. I think playing it live and getting the rock song out of our system allowed us to be open to that. And it actually it motivated the rest of the record. That minimal, haunted sound definitely informed how we were arranging the rest of the record going forth. That's my favorite song, and certainly probably one of the most important for making Past Life what it is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. This is a live version of Lady in White.
Thank you.
Lady in White, our guest, Lost in the Trees, playing live for us today on the cafe. And, well, it's funny, I had a chance to see a Lost in the Trees performance at South by Southwest, and I put a photo of the band up, and I said, Lost in the Trees, even more intense on new album. One of your fans said, okay, that's nice, but no, you're wrong. How could they possibly be more intense? Am I right, or is it just about the, sort of the same level of stuff for you?
I think the performance is probably, it's intense in a different way. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a livelier show, and because we are playing instruments that are suited for the club, so to speak, we're able to fill the speakers up in a way that we weren't able to do with DIing acoustic instruments. So maybe it's not as emotionally heart-wrenchingly intense as mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. the other records were, but I think as far as a visceral musical experience, maybe more so, just in the sense that we're louder and we have more energy and we're moving around more. And I think it's supposed to be more fun too. So more intensely fun versus more intensely, I don't know, cathartic and somewhat depressing. I don't know.
Did you have trouble going to those places every night in performance in the past? I mean, the emotional heights, depths?
Not for those reasons. I have a hard time with performance, I think, in general. I think I just have a hard time with doing the same thing over and over and over again. It kind of starts to dull my spirits, I think. But no, I mean, you know, once I write the song, then the emotions are in the song, and I don't carry it around with me, and I don't necessarily feel the things that I was feeling while I was writing the song. So, like it's a totally different world to see them live. I mean, you know, once you release music, I feel like my part in it is somewhat over, and it's given to other people to discover and to let the music becomes more of a part of them. Hmm.
Sounds like you should be writing for a play or something, or a musical, for some other people to be doing the over and over part.
Yeah, I think I'm moving in that direction. I'm definitely so. Yeah, we did some theater this year where we were performing with the play every night, and the directors were there, and they were creating, and it was really magical to watch the directors work with the actors, and then opening night happened, and they're like, you guys are great, and then they just took off. And I was like, I want that guy's job.
Ari, why did you call the album Past Life? Just because of the song, or...?
I think it was one of those modular collage moments with the lyrics, and a loose narrative appeared of two souls kind of playfully moving from one life to the next, either together or moving one life apart from each other and sensing each other in this sort of nostalgic or interesting abstract way. So when that narrative thread appeared and Past Life kept getting brought up, that it seemed like the right album title to represent the narrative, as abstract as it might be.
This is Upstairs, another performance from Lost in the Trees. Upstairs from Lost in the Trees, live in the World Cafe studios. Ari Picker, thank you, number one, so much for this music, and thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us back.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.